You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY at 7:45. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today marks the start of Philly Tech Week. The networking extravaganza mixes and mingles technology lovers, startups, and established companies. The web-based publication Technically is behind all this. This week I spoke with Technically's CEO Christopher Wink about the event and its host city. I asked him why Philadelphia, despite its growing tech scene, remains in the shadows of innovation and tech hubs in other regions of the country.
The reality is, outside of a couple exceptions, a Silicon Valley story, a New York story for a finance capital, maybe Boston, every city in the country right now is having this self-reflective moment of saying, why aren't we Silicon Valley? Yeah, and we think from our reporting and event organizing, we think that's almost silly. This is not a chase after another region. This is talking about every city's future. So we're not saying we're going to be the best at replacing Silicon Valley. That's just foolishness. What we're saying is we need a workforce that can be hired for the next 50 years so Philadelphia can continue to flourish. And that means we need to talk about e-commerce, selling online. We need to talk about data science and logistics. We need to talk about complicated things for our workforce because we want to be able to have an employment for the future. So sure, we don't end up on HBO Silicon Valley episodes, but we are building a community that's going to change how Philadelphia is employed.
Is there anything in particular this city does not offer that it should offer to attract more of the tech community?
We are dealing with the most mobile workforce the planet's ever known. And that means these people can live wherever they want to live. So the best way to have a surging technology community is to have a city people want to live in. So whatever makes anyone care about Philadelphia is really good for building a technology and entrepreneurship community. So sure, let's talk about getting more venture capital to co-invest in companies with local dollars and outside dollars. That's great. And let's talk about marketing and selling to the rest of the world to increase regional gross income. Those are really great economic development strategies, and reduce the wage tax. No one disagrees with that, to get to under 3% for city-based employees. But really, build a great city. The restaurants and thriving neighborhoods that we care about are where technologists who can live anywhere want to be.
What do you think it would take for Philadelphia to start getting national attention as kind of a promised land for startups? I mean, that really piggybacks on what we're just talking about.
Certainly a consumer-facing company, something that, you know, everyone seems to know is really good. Chicago's a great peer city. They talk a lot about building their own technology and entrepreneurship community. Groupon, a household name now, was a real star of the Chicago technology community. But Groupon's had some sagging challenges since it went public a few years ago. And now Chicago is trying to understand what is its relationship with their bright star that fell. A really prominent consumer-facing company is great for attention building. Philadelphia, we're very strong in health IT and enterprise software, things that can make some people's eyes glaze over. But those are also a lot of companies built on revenue that are probably going to last and are probably a part of how we are going to employ our future generations.
Let's get to Philly Tech Week events. Attendees are going to see robots, video games, apps are going to be demoed. They'll learn about startup companies. There's a panel discussion during which Philadelphia Mayor Kenney will bring up his administration's ideas about innovation and economic development. You at Technically report on this all the time. Are you expecting any news out of this discussion?
I think Mayor Kenney is still understanding the wide array of sub-communities that are blossoming in Philadelphia, technology and entrepreneurship being one of them. So I think he and his administration would say that they see this as in part a listening tour. So on stage with him will be a half dozen leading technologists and entrepreneurs, and it'll be kind of a roundtable conversation. We hope, and I bet you he'd say the same, he wants to learn and hear. This is a big, vibrant community, but also can be an intimidating group. These are some of the smartest, most interesting, most challenging, most mobile members of our city. And it's a demanding constituency. And I think he may not necessarily expect to break news as much as he wants to know how he can better serve and understand this community.
Thank you so much. Good luck this week. Christopher Wink is the founder and CEO of Technically. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. We'll